Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for
AANAOACAGAPSLASLAACRRMMDRAHAFAIRCGARGBNBAFBINSA.
We don't speak for any of them there, guys.
The WNBA.
Although NSA is probably listening right now.
Let's speak for them just to see what the kind of feedback we get.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Shelley just wanders back into the studio just in time to put in her 2 cents worth.
Seems like every week at some point Shelley goes, "Carry on without me," and walks out of here, and it's like, "What just happened?"
Right.
It wouldn't matter if I was here or not.
We have no voice of reason now.
You know what we did?
Oh, please.
We added in like 260 extra A's there at the end. NBA, KFC, NSA, we just adding them all in.
Somebody's got to speak for the NSA.
We had that discussion, too.
They're listening in on my phone calls.
Awesome.
They're reading my texts.
No, they're not. Oh, my God. They don't listen in on phone calls.
Yeah.
They have to get a warrant to do that.
Oh, of course they do.
I listened to Peter King this morning talk of, an idiot.
You know, if they were listening in on our phone calls, they'd be asleep most of their shifts because we're not that exciting.
Yeah.
For yourself.
Do
you want to go to coffee? Yeah. Which one? Starbucks or X2O?
Yeah. You know what I'd get? I'd have like a zillion calls from people working at my store going, "What's the price of this?" And they'd be trained to look at it like it's a code.
Yeah.
It must be a code. It's a terrorism code or something.
And 50% of my stuff would be texts from JP saying, "I'm bored."
They'll be like, "What is this thing they keep mentioning? The sea breeze. But there must be something up with that." Yeah, it's a mattress set. It's a pillow top. Foamy cased edges. They'll be like, "See, there's something about that."
Codename Seabreeze.
Yeah, codename Seabreeze. We have a bed called the Quantum. They're going to be like, "They're getting involved in quantum physics."
Quantum of Solace. We knew there was a connection.
Yeah. Quantum of Solace.
James Bond.
Oh, I was going to say, that's a James Bond flick. Right?
I know, but it sounds like something that would be super secret spy crap.
Super secret double spy crap.
Super secret spy crap. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. I got a did it.
Yeah, you did it.
I got a did it.
Your doo-doo didn't.
My doo-doo.
Okay, where are we now? Bill sent the next story in. This guy kind of is the hero of the week.
Oh, wait, what? Wait a minute.
They're in there somewhere.
Thanks.
Get the hero announcer out. Ready? It's the hero of the week.
Matter of fact, these kazoos sponsored by Bill Piper.
Yes, they are. And they've served us well for well over a year now.
Yes, they have. Well, they're the good ones. They're not the plastic ones. They're the metal ones.
Yeah. The hero of the week is Sergeant Robert Evans.
Sarge.
He has had a distinguished military career.
Thanks for serving.
He served in Iraq in 2005. That was his tour of duty. While he was there, now he comes from a long line of sharpshooters, military sharpshooters. It's a thing in his family. Excellent marksmen, all of them. He has won tons of awards as a marksman. When he was serving in Iraq, an IED went off and took off his right hand.
Ow.
Makes it a little bit difficult to shoot, which is his
thing.
It's his pastime. He said, I'm quoting him in the story. He said, when the sights are lined up and the hammer goes down, there's nothing else matters. I'm in that moment. So this is a big thing. A marksman is his thing. That's
right.
His deal. So he gets injured. They pull him back. He goes through rehab and everything. And he decided that he didn't care what anybody else told him. He was going to shoot anyway. He just won the 2013 in December, he won the 2013 Western Games, which is for military and former to military or something marksman competition with one hand. He shot a rifle with one hand
now,
and won.
Is he, you may not know,
what?
Is he firing left-handed or does he have like a prosthetic
yes.
that allows him
he
to?
He has a prosthetic, but he doesn't like to wear it because he thinks it doesn't feel right to him in terms of he had to go back to basics and learn basically how to shoot all over again. He started out on his belly, propping the gun up, and then proceeded
from there.
Wow,
that's impressive.
Yeah, and it took him a while.
What was his name again?
Sergeant Robert Evans.
Thanks for serving, Robert, and making that sacrifice.
But that is pretty impressive to win a marksman competition, a big one,
after losing your hand.
Yeah. Shooting a rifle with one hand. Because you always see that in the movies where the guy takes his gun, he shoots with one hand, bam, and like hits the guy right in the face. And you don't realize how difficult that is.
Yeah.
Especially with a 308.
I watched Bill Piper draw a happy face on a target. Pretty impressive, actually.
Peter sent the next story in from Tampa.
Florida,
yes. A Florida woman is about 9 months pregnant. She's about to deliver. And her entire family became ill after they bought a bunch of meat from Walmart that was tainted with LSD.
Is that going out if you...
Tainted with LSD.
Apparently quite a lot. I mean, they were sick. They were in the hospital for a couple of days.
People are like, how is that chili? Have you seen the dragons in the kitchen?
She was so ill that the doctor did they emergency induced her or whatever because they weren't sure what the effects were going to be on the kid because it was almost full term.
Well, and I don't know because I've never ingested it in that manner, but I've back in the day ingested psychoactive drugs like that before, both LSD and mushrooms. I'm not sure, you know, people always talk about like, you know, they ate some hash brownies and they had weed in them and suddenly they were sick. I know that there's people that get sick to that, but it's like, I can't imagine being sick because of LSD unless it's just like so much.
Well, apparently it was quite a lot. They were hospitalized for a couple of days. The family did recover and the baby boy was born. He's fine. The real question is, they confiscated all of the meat at that Walmart in Tampa.
And mm-hmm. threw a big party.
And there were... There were other cuts and quantities of meat or whatever that were also found to be tainted. How does Walmart get a load of LSD-tainted meat?
That would be...
That's the question.
Wait until the boozy news on the next show.
On the update on that.
Oh, no. Not an update. But it does involve tainted meat and it does involve Walmart.
Oh, dear. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll move on then.
Moving on.
Yes. I don't know if we actually got to the story. I know I had pulled it for the Boozy News, but sometimes we don't get to every single story. So if we didn't, well, here's the story. If we did, here's the update. Christine Harris from Oklahoma pleaded no contest to methamphetamine possession with intent to distribute and gun possession by a convicted felon. She is a convicted felon. And trying to bring contraband into jail. I don't know if we did this one, but she is the woman who was discovered to be hiding a loaded gun in her Gucci.
Yes, we did.
And had packets. Yeah. She had baggies of meth stuffed up her backside.
What do you think you're going to do with a loaded gun inside
jail?
I'm just
somebody?
Wondering.
She was the one who originally said she didn't want to disrobe for the strip search because she was on her period. And, of course, they did anyway and found the gun and the meth.
Yeah. Well, no wonder you're bleeding.
Interesting tampon.
Yeah. No wonder you're bleeding. You have a .45 caliber pistol shoved up your bikini.
She pleaded no contest, actually, strangely enough, and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. I'm not sure which thing she was sentenced for, though. For having a gun in her nether regions?
Having a gun as a felon
can
get you quite a bit of time. Because it probably she was on parole, and if not only are you getting your new charge, but you're also violating on your previous charge, so you may get them both. So she may have gotten drugs and trying to smuggle into the thing and having a weapon as a felon and whatever she had been charged for before.
How did she fire it?
Be all slippery.
Sneezed.
Oh. Never mind.
She sneezed probably. I mean, I would imagine that would work. You know, sneezed.
She should have put it in a sock. Like the last Boozy News.
Yeah, really. Okay, the next story comes out of Trenton, New Jersey, which apparently is a place you do not want to go right now.
I don't want to go anywhere where it's winter right now. You know what I like about California? I like winter watching it on TV.
Yeah. It's 83 today.
Yeah.
I think it was warmer. I mean, it said 83, but I'll tell you.
It felt warmer.
Hot.
It was still 80 when I got here.
Yeah.
On the 900 block of Martin Luther King Boulevard in Trenton, New Jersey, in front of an illegal after-hours club, a few people were injured and a man died after someone wandered by and shots were fired into the crowd. Then, the next day, you know how people put up those impromptu memorials?
Yeah.
On the sidewalk for people who got shot or by a car or whatever?
Bunch of candles and
so people
flowers.
Were gathered around this makeshift memorial and
someone shot him?
Yes. And a whole bunch of more people were injured and two people were killed.
The memorial got bigger the next day?
Yeah, but I'm thinking, you know, I don't think I'd go back after that.
Yeah, after the second one, not going.
Yeah.
I don't care how much I liked them. I'll make them a memorial page on Facebook.
So they're going to put up a memorial at the memorial. But yeah, Trenton, New Jersey, probably not the place to go
right now.
I'd
put a memorial for those guys out in front of the police station.
That would be a good idea. Because, you know, crime doesn't happen around police stations. Ever.
In Vegas, there's the police station that's like within sight of the Fremont Experience.
Uh-huh.
I watched guys for sure selling dope on the corner, kitty corner from when the police station was. I'm like, wow, you guys have some serious balls going on there.
No, because there's always tons of crime around police stations. You know why? Because most of the police aren't in the station.
True. I would think the
girls when they leave, most of them leave out the back.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the gal sitting at the desk should have been able to see these guys. I'm like, wow.
She scored.
Oh, jeez. Hey, America is coming up in the world.
Hey.
You know how we have long been considered the ugly American tourists? People in other countries are like, ugh,
yeah.
These American
tourists,
so what,
they can't stand
now we're
us.
Only second from the bottom?
We are second now. Canada has just been voted now the ugly tourist group in the world. Yes.
Canada was like so chill.
No. Apparently, not only do they festoon themselves when they go to other countries, they festoon themselves with maple leaves so everyone knows they're Canadian. They're Canadian. They're proud. They get drunk frequently, and they are very loud and rude.
When my mother and father went to go on a cruise that started in Italy, went all around the Mediterranean, then came all the way across to the Caribbean, then went down to the Panama Canal. My mom, this is not very long after 9/11. My mom is wearing a big-ass shirt that says American and Proud with a big American flag on it. And I'm like, Mom, why don't you wear a Canadian and Proud shirt? It's like, she's like, it's my time. It's my time. And I'm like, that's like wearing a giant Target in that area of the globe.
Let's see. What is the... Okay, now I'm... I think we've gotten into your portion of the Boozy News.
Oh,
so well, where are we at in time?
Has it got a stupid, ridiculous, and sexual?
We're at 1340. Usually I go till 15.
Well, do one.
Well, okay, but I haven't read this.
Oh, read it now.
Let's see.
Well, wait.
She's a speed reader.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They've prevented the government from using competitive bids.
Oh, this is good.
To decide how much to pay for medical... For vacuum erection systems. Penis pumps.
So the Medicare group, in other words, is not using competitive bids. So they're buying them from whomever, and they're paying how much, Shelley?
$360.
$360 per erection penis pump. The Veterans Association...
The Veterans Affairs...
is paying how much?
$185.
And how much would Medi-Cal, Medicare save?
$18 million a year.
Who the hell's pumping their penis that much?
That's what I was wondering. That's what I was wondering because, you know, I see. Have you ever seen the ads on TV? These guys come on and the guy goes, and it's always, the first guy's like, he's an older guy and he's like one of these, he goes, why get rid of the best part of your life when you can still have it with Postivac? And I'm like, Postivac?
I don't watch the same channel as you watch.
I was going to say, what
channel? What the hell? What time are you watching TV?
3 a.m.
Yeah, well, some guy's looking down.
You know what? It's usually on the military channel or something. Yeah, Postivac.
When some guy's hoping Black Hawk Down turns into The Dark Knight Rises.
I'll tell you. Shelly's having problems now. Uh-oh. She's gone into one of her lappy bits.
We lost Shelly.
I just had this visual. You said The Dark Knight Rises like geriatric Batman with a penis pop.
Oh, man.
That was a line from Suits the other night.
So. Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. On that note, that's the end of the Boozy News.
Recovery 101, sponsored by Postivac.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out. Come on, Shelly, join in.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. She just throw a monkey wrench into that works every time. So we have a topic, Shelly.
You certainly
sent,
do.
Sent in by one of our listeners to you.
Ah, yes. Well, to the recovery101radio@gmail.com.
Which you
address.
Mostly administrate.
Yes, but there's something in there for you. So you got to go and look. I don't know anything about
it. Does it have to do with this topic?
No, it doesn't.
Then bring
Phil's
it up later.
Phil's topic is recovered versus recovering. Discuss.
Okay.
What's that all
heard
about?
Heard that many times. I don't know about specifically other literature, but I know the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous mentions the word recovered numerous times. And it also mentions the word people in recovery and things like that. So, the way the Big Book puts it is, we have recovered from a seemingly hopeless condition of mind and body, and then it qualifies it and says, and that is kept up by our recovery is contingent upon the spiritual condition. The base, the what you call it, our spiritual condition.
Right, but the controversy comes in because so many people say it's an incurable disease. We'll always be recovering, not recovered.
What do you think, Mark? Are we recovering, or are we recovered, or are we a combo, a hybrid, as it were?
I came into this program with a drug and alcohol addiction.
Do you have one today?
I'm probably about as recovered from that as I can get.
Yes.
Found some other maladies while I was trudging this road of
happy destiny.
Happy destiny. Found out that didn't have a whole lot to do. I didn't have a lot to do with the drugs and alcohol. Had a lot to do with me maintaining a certain level of recovery. And from that, I think I'm always recovering because I don't think I've gotten there or will ever get there. Because working on myself is always a – there's always an ability to get better.
What do you think, Shelly? What is your position?
Well, I think anybody still has the ability to get better or improve. I don't know that that's endemic to alcoholics and addicts. I mean, that's just
right.
A part of the human condition. As an alcoholic, I would say that I've recovered. I don't drink anymore. I don't have any desire to drink. It's not my problem.
Are you recovered the day after you come in then? Drank on Tuesday, came to the program on Wednesday, didn't drink on Wednesday, didn't drink on Thursday. I am recovered.
No, I think you've got to go through the steps first. That's the whole point. You've got to work the program. The program is the steps. So do the steps, and then you're recovered.
That depends. I don't know. The devil's advocate position would say, if the first day I come in, I don't get loaded, and my problem is that I'm trying to recover from is getting loaded, if I stop getting loaded and I continue not to get loaded, then I'm recovered from that, and as Mark would say, that particular tidbit of the real problem, which is me. Yeah. You know, I used to love those stickers. You could put them on your mirror, and it'd say, you're looking at the problem. Because my problem, as kind of Mark put it, is my problem was not drugs and alcohol. My problem was the way that I dealt with life that I happened to cover up with drugs and alcohol.
Were they about a symptom?
Yeah. Some people do it with gambling. Some people do it with sex. Some people do it with gaming. Some people do it with all kinds of things.
So is there a difference between recovered and cured?
Yeah, I think there is a difference between recovered and cured. Because cured means I had this discussion.
Yes, I know you did.
With the guy.
That was
from
a softball, Bruce.
With the guy. Yeah, I'm going to hit it out of the park, too. So coming in and just right across the plate. And I suddenly got Jose Canseco arms.
Yeah.
All roided up and everything. I called the guys at Passages in Malibu, which are the guys that say we have the cure. And I told the guy, I said, well, that's great. He goes, yes, we absolutely have the cure.
And the whole band
alcoholism.
Is recovered now, and they're doing a concert on Thursday.
And I said, that's great. I said, because I'd really like to go back to drinking normally again. He goes, oh, no. No, you can't do that. And I said, well, why not? If I'm cured of alcoholism, why can't I just drink normally again? He goes, well, that's not the way it works. I said, well, let me run something by you. I said, I'm a diabetic. If I was cured today of diabetes, I could eat whatever I want, and I wouldn't have to worry about my blood sugars and things like that. I could do whatever I wanted, and I wouldn't have to take insulin, and that's it. And the guy goes, well, no, it's not like that. I'm like, if I cannot go back to doing normally the thing that I had a problem with, how is that a cure? And he hung up. I think he knew I was baiting him.
You're a master.
Well, yes. I used to know a guy in high school. His name was Reed Bates. Yeah. Master Bates, how are you doing today?
Yes.
We went there. So what do you think, Shelley? Cured or recovered?
Never cured, but you can stay recovered. Because, like you said, cured implies that I no longer have that disease. It's sort of, I look at a sort of arresting cancer. There are people, I have a friend who has secondary breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She had cancer, they did the chemo, it was gone, it came back. She will probably live with this for the rest of her life. It is arrested. It is not growing and developing, but it is still there.
Arrested development.
So she's not cured, but she's recovered from being sick.
Gotcha. Now, we clearly hear about the people that are talking about being in recovery, because the argument I hear is people that argue between, are you recovered, are you recovering? I think it's kind of a hybrid. I really do, because along with what Mark said, I'm like Mark. Dude, I haven't drank or used in 24 years. I don't ever get the obsession to drink or use anymore. I had a time years ago where I didn't want to watch movies like Scarface and stuff. I can watch a guy put his head in a gigantic pile of cocaine now. It doesn't do anything to me. Although I will say about 10 years ago, that movie Sid and Nancy.
The shoot-up scene?
Oh, holy shit. And it's not that it made me want to get loaded. It made me cringe. But I could see like a new guy having issues with that because, yeah, really realistic looking. And I was like, oh. But I think that I don't have – someone asked me the other day. Someone who is a mother of a guy I tried to help in recovery, lives over by my store, said, hey, I'm having a St. Patrick's Day party. And I said, are you inviting me? And she goes, yeah, but, I didn't know if you'd come because there's going to be alcohol. She goes, what would you do in a group of people where people are drinking? I mean, what would you say? And I say – well, I probably wouldn't say anything. I said, but if someone offered me a drink, I'd say I don't drink. And she's like, really? And I go,
you can do that?
I go, well, yeah, because I don't drink anymore. I don't get loaded anymore. So in that sense, I'm recovered from alcoholism and drug addiction. But like the big book says, my recovery is contingent on the spiritual condition. Because if I start to F things up, I've heard this many times in meetings. My disease, when I'm in a meeting, is out in the parking lot doing push-ups. Yep. Just getting ready for that opportunity.
Give me one shot, coach.
Yeah, give me a shot.
I could have been a contender.
I think...
Adrian!
For me, though, the recovered versus recovering thing, there's kind of a little twist in there because I have, on more than one occasion, heard people go on about the difference between the two and say things like, I will always be recovering, because if you think you're recovered, then you're wrong. And they get very holier than thou about it.
Well, they're wrong. I agree with them.
You agree with who? What?
I agree with them.
No, they're saying that everybody else is wrong.
Well, sure, because they're working everybody else's program.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Jeez.
Which makes them right.
Yes, and I take exception to that whole holier-than-thou thing. I mean, in the end, does it really matter what you think?
You familiar with the Most Interesting Man in the World commercials?
Yes.
For, what is it, Dos Equis?
Dos Equis.
And there's an image that
it's
I
really
saw.
A crappy beer.
There's an image that I saw one day on Facebook, and it's got the guy, and he's got his kind of stance, and he's looking at the thing, and it says, I don't always take inventory. But when I do, it's going to be yours. And, you know, it's the people that Shelley talked about that are telling people. I love that where people in the program tell people they're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Because I've seen, and I'm sure Mark's seen and Shelley's seen, there is a bazillion different ways you can work steps and things. Now, the program is the program. There is the steps.
Right.
But, you know, when you get down to inventory, I've seen sponsors give guys 378 different ways for them to write it up, or they want to do this, or they want to do that. And the thing is, it doesn't matter as long as it works. So I'm certainly not going to berate someone on the way that if you think that you're recovered, great, because I think I'm recovered from alcoholism. However, I still continue to do the things that keep me around.
Yeah. My new sponsor, he shared in a meeting one time, got done sharing. After the meeting, guy comes up to him and says, I really liked your share. You know what I think you should do? And without missing a beat, he looked at the guy and said, yeah, I should get the F away from you.
Nice.
You know?
I love the guys that we were at a meeting, and one thing you always hear is, you know, how the newcomer is the most important person in any meeting.
Bullshit.
And this guy goes,
coffee maker.
No, this guy goes like this. This guy goes, oh, no, no, no. I'm the most important person at this meeting because if I'm not here, none of you guys matter.
Yep.
And I thought about that and I said, damn, I am the most important person here, at least to my recovery, because if I'm not in this room, what you guys do makes no difference.
To me.
But I also agree with Shelley. The coffee maker could be the most important person.
Coffee maker.
Especially in winter.
And if I'm the coffee maker?
You're a double winner.
Then I'm a double win.
Just double winner. So, Shelley, I catch her in mid-yawn.
Yes.
What would your final words on recovered versus recovery be?
I think I have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind. However, I'm not sure that I'm going to finish recovering from daylight savings time. I'm very tired now.
Mark, what are your final words on recovered versus recovery?
I am recovered. I am not better.
Ooh. He's always got the great one-liners. I was trying to think of a way that I could co-opt one of my other things into recovered and recovery. You know, if you like the recovery you've gotten, keep doing what you're doing.
Or you might, otherwise, you might actually have to come up with a new idea.
Actually, in any kind of discussion like this, where it's one side or the other side, if you think you're recovered and you think maybe you should be recovering, or you think you're recovering and you think you should already be recovered, the grass may in fact be greener on the other side, but you still need to mow the lawn. Shelley.
Yeah?
Who's our friend in recovery? Who's our friend in recovered?
Back East?
Yeah, back East.
Oh,
sure.
Okay, that would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town. You can also, we might add, if you would like to advertise in the 12-Step, you can also contact him about that. And if you are in California, in the Inland Empire, or thereabouts, or pretty much anywhere
around there,
there is the 12-Step Gazette Inland Empire. It's 12stepgazette.com/IE. And she has all the same opportunities for you that he does, except for the franchise. You got to talk to Bruce,
about the franchise.
Yeah.
But you can advertise with her and probably get – I know that they have downloadable versions. She kind of recently started it, but it looks like it's going to be good. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like our Recovery Radio Show fan page. If you want to be a little more incognito about your recovery, a little more anonymous, you can join the Recovery 101 Radio group. And if we, if you ask to join, you will be allowed to join. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
Looking for Trouble.
Looking for Trouble. April Snow and the boys. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it. And be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.